Last night, Elon Musk suspended the Twitter accounts of a number of high-profile journalists, despite his repeated statements about supporting freedom of speech on the platform. The suspensions drew widespread criticism of censorship. For more, let's bring in Zoe Schiffer, managing editor of Platformer. It's a publication about the intersection of tech and democracy. Hi, Zoe.
Hi, thanks so much for having me.
So do we have details about why these journalists were suspended?
Yeah, so this all started because there was a Twitter account called ElonJet that was tracking the location of Elon's private jet, and it would share the coordinates of that jet. Elon Musk has become very worried about people knowing where he is, and so retroactively, Twitter has passed a privacy policy that says sharing the location of someone in real time, you know, where their phone is in space, which would include the location sharing of that jet, is prohibited by the platform.
To my eye and to many others, the suspension of these journalists, many of whom had criticized Elon Musk on Twitter, seemed to conflict with his repeated assertions that he is committed to free speech on the platform. He has allowed controversial figures like former President Trump back on the platform while suspending these journalists. Do we have justification for him that sort of explains what appears to be a contradiction?
You know, he really hasn't answered to that blatant contradiction. He said repeatedly that the reason he bought Twitter in the first place was because he was a free speech absolutist. But again and again, I think we've seen evidence that free speech to him means something very specific. It means speech that he is not offended by. Where speech he is offended by tends to get cracked down upon almost immediately. And so we're seeing, you know, a version of censorship that he, Musk, and his supporters are totally okay with.
Since we're talking about censorship here, do you feel under Musk's leadership that Twitter has become a space where any journalist who speaks out against him can be removed without any notice or even recourse?
Oh, absolutely. I think all of us are looking at every tweet we post right now as possibly the last time we'll be able to speak on the app. And I think almost everyone is setting up alternate accounts and really preparing for a world where we no longer rely on Twitter as our primary mode of communication with our followers.
There have so far been no consequences for the actions that Elon Musk has taken while he has been leading Twitter. However, officials with the EU have warned they might invoke sanctions because of the suspension of journalists. How might that affect Elon Musk's decisions at the platform?
We've seen Elon Musk with his other companies be very unfearful, I would say, about legal consequences. He's continued to make comments that could be seen as manipulating the stock price of his companies. The ability for officials in any country to hold him accountable is somewhat limited. You know, he is the world's richest man, depending on what day you look. However, I will say, if anything is going to happen, it probably will happen in Europe. We've seen, you know, Republicans for years talk about censorship on social media. However, much like Elon Musk, they don't appear as worried about the censorship that is currently happening against journalists. And the U.S., for as much as it likes to talk about holding tech companies accountable, has yet to pass any meaningful legislation that would do so. And so we are really looking to Europe to see if they have a way to kind of curb the behavior of people like Elon Musk who own these platforms.
Zoe Schiffer is the managing editor of Platformer. That's a publication focused on the intersection of tech and democracy. Zoe, thank you so much.
Thank you.